Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. A delegation of Naga elders and leaders from various Naga tribal hohos from Northeast India met Lord Boateng of Akeem and Wembley, member of the House of Lords of the United Kingdom, on Wednesday. The meeting took place after Lord Boateng invited the Naga delegation, which was in the UK, to work with the Pitt Rivers Museum for repatriation of the Naga human remains. Lord Boateng was one of the key figures, alongside Baroness Black of Strome, in calling for a parliamentary debate in the House of Lords for preventing the sale and display of human body parts.
During the meeting, Lord Boateng said that no human remains should be treated as possessions, curiosity, or for profit, as it is morally wrong and offensive. He also presented the official report on the parliamentary debates held at the House of Lords. Meanwhile, each of the tribal leaders expressed their appreciation to Lord Boateng for his welcome, and they spoke about the urgency of the repatriation of their ancestral remains to the Naga homeland. Visena Akashvani News, Kohima.
MLA Dr. Sukato A. Sema officially inaugurated the newly renovated Sumi Apuyemi Rest House at the Zimbuto District Headquarters yesterday. In his address, Dr. Sukato expressed deep appreciation for the unity and commitment demonstrated by all 24 Sumi Apuyemi villagers, whose contributions through a one-day wage collection made the dream of the rest house a reality. He also acknowledged the efforts of the past seven visionary MLAs who laid the groundwork for today's achievement. Dr. Sukato also highlighted a visionary roadmap for the Pohobuto area with focus on improving connectivity to the district headquarters. Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-89 aircraft equipped with the Gen X engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said that inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional offices. Meanwhile, the investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues, with forensic experts visiting the crash site yesterday to carry a detailed examination. Nagaland government has appointed Pukroni Zokera, retired engineer-in-chief of Nagaland Public Works Department, as chairman of Nagaland State Quality Control Board. Meanwhile, government also appointed M. Mosashi Jamir, retired chief engineer PWD Mechanical, and H. Enithanglotha as board members. They will hold office for a term of 3 years or till they attain the age of 65 years. Baron Additional Deputy Commissioner Mr. D. Robin has issued a travel advisory in view of the recent roadblock caused by a landslide along National Highway 129A Package 2 at Upper Old Chaluki. The general public has been advised to take the diversion route via Bana Ward, Baron Town to Old Chaluki. Further, commuters have been advised to exercise extreme caution while travelling along this route. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. In this series, we will explore yoga break for workplace designed to de-stress, refresh and refocus while also boosting immunity. This morning, we focus on Nadi Sodhana Pranayama or alternate nostril breathing. This breathing technique involves alternating nostrils during inhalation and exhalation. This asana induces tranquility and helps to improve internal awareness and concentration. It also increases vitality and lowers anxiety and stress levels. And two players from Nagaland are participating in the 34th Senior National Wushu Championship being held from today at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur, Rajasthan. Wushu athletes Mankhoti Konyak and Nupa Kiho are representing Nagaland in the 52kg category and 56kg category respectively. The team is led by R.K. Shantikumar as coach and Akozo as team manager. Officials from the Youth Resources and Sports Department met the team before they departed for the event yesterday. Meanwhile, Nagaland Wushu Association President Kudecho Kamo motivated the players, urging them to give their best performance. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.